Om Shanti. For today, a very warm welcome again to all those beautiful souls in a role of parent. This is already our third day. Are you enjoying it, the parents' retreat up till now? And I think yesterday evening was like the cherry on top of a beautiful cake, and who knows what else is to come, because today we also have a very special guest for the workshop, and it's a very good surprise. Before we start our session, we have a little bag, and somebody left some beautiful books, children's book, one of the forest. Did somebody leave it here? Is it that one present? It's a whole set of books. Also this one. And it was at the back of the table. What was it? From Evelyn Into the Forest? No one? Okay. Some other time maybe. Most of you on arrival, you have put on your list how many copies you wanted for the CD, but not for everyone. There were already sitting parents in meditation. So for you who have not yet put on the list how many copies of the CD recording from the whole retreat you want, at the end of the session I will remind you, please, when on your way back, there's a list and you can put how many copies you want, so that we can give that to the audio department. Also on the list, we would like to know who is a first timer. So you can also put that on the list, that's the last column. So there's one column for the CD, and the other column is that you can tick, just if you tick behind your name, that you are a first timer. Then we also have an overview of all the first timers. Baba is very pleased, obviously. Okay, then for today we have the workshop with Ramibai, Dreaming Time and Self-Management. And I want to invite Brother Rami to start the session. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I'd rather be called Brother Mahavir, if you don't mind. And not Brother Rami. Rami is a Lokic name, and Mahavir is a BK name. You have to be soul conscious, sister. So those who remember or know me, I try to give workshops that will give you an experience, because you heard many lectures. I have no idea how many points you will remember a week from now, when you will go home a month from now, from all those points that you hear. So I try to give you an experience. That's what I have done last year, that's what we'll try to do now. It's a very common topic, you know, self-management, time management. But I will try to give you the experience of how to handle yourself. So, second remark that I want to give, English is my second language. So, it might be that I will make mistakes, I will get stuck. Bear with me. If I will have spelling mistakes, correct me, it's okay. No problem. I would like to start with something that you will share among yourself. So please, you're sitting very comfortably, so I want to take you from your comfort zone. All those who speak English and can communicate in English, please go to the back of the room. All those who does not speak English, please come to the front of the room. All of you kept sitting, you don't speak English, neither any language. You're just in Paramadham now, right? Please, all of those who do not speak English, come here. All of those who speak English, go to the back of the room. No sitting, please. No sitting. Standing. Don't sit. Either you're standing at the back of the room or you're standing here next to me. If you don't know English, you will be standing next to me. If you know English, you will be standing at the back of the room next to Helene. Why do they need to keep the bag somewhere? Yes, you don't. Nobody is going to take anything from you. Release yourself. Put the bags wherever you were sitting before. Don't carry them everywhere. Nobody is going to take anything. Yes. So all of you who speak English, please choose a partner that you don't know. You are not familiar with. You never have seen before. You never talked before. Somebody that you don't know. Not somebody that you know. The same apply here, but it will be much more difficult because you have language barrier. So choose somebody that speaks your own language. Okay? Try to choose someone that you often not speak with. Okay? Please, have you paired? So for each pair we are going to distribute Mayurish, one pair. Yes? For each pair, we are going to sisters. It seems that only sisters are here. A little bit. Oh. Okay. Maybe for the next time we will need to translate. So each pair is getting a phrase. The phrase has to do with something about time from English. What can we do? This is the common language that we use over here. Look at the phrase and see what you feel about it. You're accepting it, you're not accepting it, you deal with it. Actually, you use it in your life, you don't use it in your life. Okay? And the most important thing. The moment that you had complete your talk, finish, you decide, go back to your places and sit. Okay? Om Shanti. Oh. I'm sure that you will remember this for a long time. I will ask to repeat what are the instructions are. First of all, some of you are already sitting. It means that you already understood, done, complete, finish. You got phrases related to time from the language, from the English language. Look at those phrases that you have got. See if you relate to them. You agree with them. You don't agree with them. Do you use them in your own language? You use those phrases from time to time. Yes, no, maybe. Just to remind you, if you finish, please go back and sit. Sit in remembrance of Baba. Make good use of your time. Okay, so what have you found? You know, I gave you those phrases out of the blue relating to time. And what have you found? Mike. No, it's not by one. We just hear some of you.
Time is precious. We need to be very, very careful what we are doing and how we are using our time.
Why?
Because you never know when you are going to leave the body. So whatever time you should be in, use in a positive way. No use of the negative things on the time.
You need to speak louder because they're complaining in the back that they cannot hear us. Okay, so you say that time is precious because we don't know when it will end for us.
When we leave the body. We never know.
Okay. What else? You were standing. By the way, you know why I gave you the instruction to stand? Why? To make noise in the room? To stretch? No. This is not the right reason. I will tell you later. Please, brother.
Our phrase was, it's a waste of time. So the phrase that I read is, it is a waste of time. when I read and when I saw that phrase, what I felt is, this is something that we use very commonly, especially for children when they are doing some activity, we, you know, to kind of go and dictate them and say, don't do this, this is a waste of time. Or, you know, some activities where we feel that the time is not used in a worthwhile way, so say, this is a waste of time, don't do it.
What else? There's a brother here in the front.
Om Shanti. Asim Bhai and I, the phrase we got was, time is money. And we agree with the qualification that some time is money.
Some time is money.
Correct.
So, time is not money, some time is money.
That's right.
Okay.
We could elaborate further, but we kind of have a flow chart for it.
Okay.
Om Shanti. We also got time is money, but I agree, but I even feel that time is even more valuable than money. Because money, once lost or wasted or whatever, you can earn it again. But time, once lost, you can never get it back. So it's the most valuable thing, in fact. Thank you.
Yeah, we came to that same conclusion, and then we added the realization that in order to make back the money you lost, you need time. Therefore, some time is money.
So, I will ask you this question. What is time? What did she say, the sister?
Saving energy.
Time is saving an energy. Interesting.
Time is an
opportunity to create. Wow. Time is the present.
Now.
This is why, according to Einstein, when the speed is getting to the speed of light, the distance is zero. There's no time. Time is stopping.
Time is infinite.
Time never stops. I just want to remind you what Brother Krishna drew the other day about time. Do you remember? And what he said about it?
He drew the pendulum and he said that if you're in the base of the pendulum, then it appears that you have, there's a lot of time, like you are with the time, and to save time, you have to be on top of the pendulum, and then you can, you have more time that way.
When you are top, what he says, there is day of Brahma and night of Brahma, single day, single night. We see it as 2,000 years and another 2,500 years and then another 2,500 years. Time is relative and we need to understand that. No. You come sit, stand. Do you know what that stuff? It's a very precious time, day in our life. Do you recognize it? You do. What imagination some people have here. What I show you, I need to give you some words about this workshop. When I came here, I prepared a workshop. I was very busy at work. I didn't have time, so I had to do it here in Madhuban. So when I came, I said 2 days in the global office, write a workshop. Next day I went to Baba's room, nay. It wasn't it. Something came into my mind. And what we're going to do now, to see, was an article that I read long, long time ago. And it was about an experiment, or there was a workshop for very executive people. And the moment that I saw the construction, probably, that going on in Baba's Bandara, in Baba's kitchen, that something trigger, so when I sat in Baba's room,
I knew that I have to shift the workshop. So what we will do now, it was a workshop for a very busy people, very high, exclusive, CEOs, CTOs, whatever all those letters mean, chairmans, head of a big corporation. An old man entered to the room. Some of you may know that, but until I didn't experience it myself, you see, it's not so clean. I have to see it myself, to experience it for myself. An old man entered to the room. He opened the bag, put a beautiful jar. We have to use... never mind. And he took some stones. And he put the stones in the jar. Now he asks the people, what do you say? Is this jar is full?
No.
Yes, at this moment they say no. Then he took very precious stones and he start to put them in the jar. Now, if you're familiar with the story, don't speak. If you are not familiar with the story, just be amazed. Because miracle is happening here. You are in Madhuban workshop. It has to do to be spiritual, and all what you are looking at is stones. Don't worry, I clean the stones before I touch them. In reality, now it looks total full, no? I cannot really stack more stones over here. So what do you say? It's full? But I ran out of stones. What can I do? So after Amit Vela, I went to get the next ingredient. Good quality sand. He used a sand from desert, which is more kind of have ability to flow. We have from Babas Bandara, which means it's an Indian type. But yet, let's take some sand and just pour it in. Interesting the sound. The sound of time. Who's going to clean the floor after that? We need some volunteers over here. Do I need to continue, or you got? Oh, you got the point. Assume it's full. Because if not, I need to work here harder and it's really getting messy over here. Let me just clean the table over here. Sorry. The next question was, is this look full? Just assume that it's full of sand all the way to the top. You are very smart, not like those executives. And then he took a cup of water and just pour it. I can put more water, it's easier for me, so it will really be full. And this is our busy day. What is the lesson? It's becoming a little bit heavy. What is the lesson from this beautiful, not colorful, expensive jar full of stones, sand and water? The order that we put things is important. Or, in other words, before that, who knows the story just before? Can you raise your hand? All right. So most of you didn't know it. So it's a good example. The order that we put things is very important. In any other order, we cannot fill this jar the same as it is here. If we will put the water first, put the stones, try to put the sand, the water will block the sand, we left out with some sand out. Put small stones, the big stones will not enter in. So we need to understand that this demo is all about the tasks that we need to do. Our tasks in life. The big stones represent the most important tasks that we have to do. The small stones represent the things that, the mundane things that we are doing, that we need to do, that we have to do. If you want to eat, you need to cook. Cook, eat. We're all dressed in white, so we need to do laundry. We need to rest it afterwards. These are the small stones. The sand represent stuff that are coming and going. Like, we don't know when the phone will ring, but the moment that the phone had rung, there's a lot of echo, no? The moment that the phone had rung, because I hear myself all the time, the moment that the phone had rung and I picked it here, that's the task I'm doing now. It was not scheduled, I didn't know when it will happen, but it will happen. And the water is the best of all. What do you think the water represents in our life? Sorry? Relaxation. Part of it could be relaxation, I don't know, yes. Sorry? Flow. What? Love. Interesting, why love? From all the stuff, why water here in this... this
that we can still, in spite of being busy, in spite of being busy, we can...
Oh, this is going the wrong path. This... No. Okay. But this is looking at our time. This is our time at the end of the day. Things that we should not be doing. Or in Baba's words? No, West. Thought? Leave the thought right now. West. West of time. Or things that we do, that, as the brother had said, we need to bring you something to clean the floor. things that we should not do. Or we do them, but maybe we will regret a little bit afterwards. So just out of query, you know, who in this group, at the end of the day, find themselves that he didn't accomplish what he wanted to accomplish? You're going to bed, yes? Just before you're going to bed, what a day I have. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, Baba. No, we are. Oh, Baba, I didn't accomplish what I wanted to accomplish. Can I see hands? Oh. Wow. Not so many. Who? So the rest of you, please, you know, show me hand who is accomplishing whatever he want to do at the end of the day. By the end of the day, he look at the day and say, done, all. All right. So I have maybe 10 hands saying that they had accomplished, but none of you had accomplished. So what are you? You are from the United Nations. You are you are a detached observer, and you don't. You are still thinking. You need more time. Okay, let's do it again. You have so many tasks. Some of them are very big tasks. Some of them are very small tasks. At the end of the day, when you're looking, how did you spend your time? How many of you see that they have not accomplished what they wanted to accomplish for that day? So we have more hands coming up now. So I need to assume that all of those who didn't raise their hands accomplishing what everything that they wanted to do in that day. Please show me your hand that you had. But you need to understand. 10 people, maybe 12, raising their hand that they are not accomplishing. 4 people had raised their hand that they are accomplishing. So, I'm not so good in math, but there is a huge gap over here, brothers and sisters. Sorry?
They don't understand.
Oh, so we need to blame the translators. Now I know whose the fault is it. In reality, most of us, even those that have not voted, by the way, those who had voted that they accomplish everything in their life, you know, at the end of the day, for you the workshop had ended. you're already there. You don't need a workshop for that, right? But those of you who still want to stay and hear it. So let's look at it. We are in Madhuban, right? It's very supportive, pleasant atmosphere, right? We don't need to do too much. We are not cooking. We don't need to do laundry. Yes, we need to iron. I got stuck today because the iron didn't work. It's my location. Okay, drama. But most of the activities, the mundane activities that we are doing at home are not required at this place. So we have a lot of time. So look at the time from Amrit Vela. Let's say until Muli time. It's about 1.5 hour, 2 hours, depends what time you are coming to the meditation. Just check now. If you have used this time in a way that you can say that you had accomplished what you wanted to accomplish. And yet, we need to check what is it that we are wanted to accomplish at that time. Because if I don't have a target, I can say that my time was most beneficial. So I need to check. Please check for yourself. Take 1-2 minutes. Go step by step. What you have done from Amrit Vela, after Amrit Vela meditation ended, until you came to the meditation hall, and look if you had used your time in a worthwhile. You had accomplished what you wanted to accomplish. It's only 1.5 hours. Have you checked? What did you find? How many think that the time from Amrit Vela, you know, now I need to be very clear about that. Last year, I've taken to Madhuban my ego to be slaughtered. Last Madhuban, I have decided to work on the egoless stuff. We need to be very careful with it. If I afraid to raise my hand to show that I have done something that is not so beneficial, maybe has waste into it, understand that this is your ego. Okay? So, you need to be very honest with your heart. In order to look, you need to be detached, really detached. If I want to improve myself, if I want to make the step in order to go higher, I need to be open-hearted. Really, I think the word in English is frank about myself. Because if not, I can just waste time. My ego will hold me back. So remember this word, egoless. Don't be afraid to say that you didn't do or didn't accomplish or didn't get. I don't know, I have some problem here with words. But I think that you understand the spirit of what I am saying or want you to check. Okay? So who was able to accomplish or achieve all the time between Amrit Vela and Muli was beneficial for him? He accomplished what he wanted to accomplish. Can I see hands? So many. Surprising. I couldn't raise my hand. Although I know what is this workshop is all about. Although I'm trying. I'm effort because exactly like you. That I'm standing over here and you're sitting over there does not mean that I'm not in the race exactly like you. Although I know, I knew, although I wanted, I didn't. There were so many gaps that I didn't accomplish what I wanted. The time in the morning is the best time. Your mind is open, you finish Amrit Vela. I didn't drink my chai in remembrance. When I took a shower, I didn't wash this body of mine that I use it in soul conscious. I, the soul, shower this body. So we need to be, or we need to understand what we want to achieve. That's what I said before. If we have a target, then we think that we achieve something. But in reality, we didn't. Check your ego. Check your ego. No, it's okay. Yeah. Whenever you feel that you want to speak in this workshop, go ahead. Do it. It's an interactive. Yeah. Yes.
So, in reality, when we are in the Laukic world, you know, we plan so many things that, you know, today I will do this.
But along with that, there is also a flow of new things. There are new scenes in the drama. There are suddenly, you know, new abrupt changes happening. And that really piles up to what needs to be done. And every day is like, you know, is an incomplete day. There are so many things to be done. And it has not been done. It's like that.
Very good comment. Very good. This is why I have chosen this morning Madhuban. In my notes over here, it's written two places to check. One is in Madhuban, the second one back at home. Madhuban is the place that can show us our real stage, our real way where we are in our journey, because we have less task to do. This is what makes us have the ability to examine ourselves. We have more free time to do. You can hardly see it by now, but this is a big rock. This is the major task that we're speaking about. While you are here in Madhuban, all of you, your major task have to do with spirituality, not a mountain days. There's a big difference. And believe me, I know that. I live to Morley, all right, 6:30 in the morning. All right, the Morley, the meditation start. So I need to be at the center before that. 6:00 is the meditation start, but frankly, I don't remember how many times I've been there at 6 a.m. in the morning. Usually I come at 6:20, 6:25. I arrive to the center. I'm returning home between 7 and 8 p.m. from work. I have a very busy day at work. Some days, when I come back home, I realize it was all about work and tasks coming in non-stop. And I forgot to remember Baba. This workshop, brothers and sisters, is definitely not for you. You know for who Baba want me to prepare this workshop? Do you have any idea to whom? To this one, yes. To Brother Mahavir. Because the way that I'm work handling my life, taking me out of course of what the spiritual task, the big spiritual task that I need to do. And look at your life now, when you're going, or when you are at home. How much time you are able to spend? There is a lot of huge tasks coming in. At work, at life, family, I don't know, you name it. It's all the time happening. Those stone and sand keep on pouring in. But who is the one to decide that he need to stop it? Who is it? It will be your manager at work? You are a couple. He will help you.
No way.
She will help you. I'm a couple too. I'm part of a couple as well. It's only up to me to decide where those borders, to put those borders. And those borders are subtle. So let's... Do you want to do this? Just check your day at work. Take a mountain day and see what's happening that day and where you can stop, what you can stop, what can you do. You know what? Let's make it. I was jumping a little bit here in the workshop because I wanted to do, I'm kind of, while I was sitting, there was some logic stuff which is very good that I've used in this workshop, and then there are some things that Baba say,
that I put in the workshop. But let's, because you had raised this question, I'm jumping a little bit, and I would like you to make a list of tasks. Try to give those tasks priority. Like one will be those big stones, two will be the smaller stones, three will be sand. How much time during the day you're answering the phone, somebody come to consult you? Try to figure, put it, write it down. All right, so write what is your major tasks. Let's say we're all supposed to be out of Madhuban around 5th or 6th of January. So let's take 2-3 days the week after. We are on maybe on the 10th of January. We started a new, I think it's a new week, maybe 8th, something like that. 9th? 9th. Good. So 9th of January. Check the week from 9th of January at 7 days. 9th of January is Sunday?
Monday.
Well, in Israel, it's Sunday to Saturday. What can I do? So, Monday to
Friday.
Saturday.
Okay.
To Sunday. How it works?
Monday to Friday.
Okay, that's Monday to Friday. Try to see what the task that you know about, that is going to be your major tasks. Give it priority. Try, because we've taken it for a week, try to see how much time you will need in order to accomplish those major tasks. Then you roughly know how much time you're spending on those mundane things that you need to do. Well, for me, like, I have about 1 hour to commute to work, 1 hour to commute back from work. About. So it's 2 hours per day, multiplied by 5 days, so it's 10 hours at least in a week sitting in the car. I need, you know, roughly, I don't want to speak too much, but I need to, I'm doing the ironing of my clothes at home. I'm very slow in that. So in the morning after I'm with Vela, it's taking me some time. So roughly, I don't know, maybe in a week I spend about, in those 5 days, maybe 2 hours of ironing. Put it in the chart, I need it, you know. This is my clothes, I'm going to work. I don't want, as a couple, I don't want to take some, I don't want to open a bad karma with my wife, yes? I don't want to serve her in golden age. So think about it, all of you brothers. Let's leave it aside. Look at your week. If it's too difficult to look at a week, take a single day, an average single day. Just write down what tasks that it's a higher priority, those big stone, big stuff that you need to do. Add all those mundane activity, how much time it's taken. It's very hard to know about all those pop-up things that you are not realizing. Something happened and you need to handle. But try to give it amount of time. The time that will be left, it's your waste time. It's tasks that you should not do, but you have done. You know, we don't have TV at home, but I'm telling you, the doctor was sitting here, spoke about the smartphone. Oof. When we have this setting aside some dreaming time, the smartphone was there in our consciousness. Okay, so let's, because we don't have much time. So, but this is important. So take about 10 minutes, look at your day. Try to set the goals. Okay? Now, Sister Helene, when she heard about this chart, she told me maybe add another thing, and it's up to you if you want, is what the value that you're getting from the task being accomplished, that value. If it's maybe give me happiness, so it's good. Maybe I'm working a lot, but there's not much happiness. Maybe there is just, I need to wash the floor, I don't enjoy it, and I just keep. So I need to check it. Okay? If you want to add the value column, add it. If not, just try to see, build this chart for your own sake. Try to see what is going to be important that day. And I would like to add you one more thing. Set the feeling that you want to have next to each task. Alright? Because if I need to clean the floor and I have no other choice, because if I will not do it, there will be jungle on the floor, and I need to do that, at least can I set my feeling for doing that task to be a little bit better, elevated, if it's possible. Do you understand what you need to do? May I put us a little bit soft music for some minutes? I think it's better to have the mic, because you may want to hear this workshop again. I don't know why, but if you decide to hear it, so you will know. So the question was, what about new tasks that are coming in? It doesn't matter, because write it as tasks that I'm not aware of. I think I'm going to spend about this task so and so time. As I say, it might be that a task will come during the day, and I have it at work all the time. I'm doing something, and then my manager, this is now is the most important task that you need to do. Okay? If this is the most important, then priority had changed. It went up. The task that was number one priority went down. But at the end of the day, I need to see that I had accomplished which I wanted to accomplish. It's better that you will look at a week, and because I have twist over there. So if it's okay with you, just, you know, very general, you know. Just look at them. What's the task that you're doing right now? You know, look at the week before you came. Think about what the stuff that you are doing, and then think on the week that's coming ahead. Do I still, after I've been in Madhuban, do I still want to continue in the same way as I had done before I came to Madhuban? Or is there any chance, not chance, change that I want to do? And I want to put it in my chart. At the end of the day, this is a chart. Bit on our meditation. I hope that it will be okay with you. But, you know, sometimes it is very important to get the things done. If that will be the case, try to sit in meditation. Compensate on that meditation time that we will lose. Because here in Madhuban, this is the most valuable task. Okay?
While looking at the checklist, I feel if we can put another category as tackle time, because every day basis, definitely there are new things comes up. It's not necessarily job, something that you have to address, and for that you couldn't do a job that you lined up for that day. So those things should be, by end of the day when I reflect, it should be in that category. And how I addressed, how I dealt with it, will give me a value or feeling. But anyway,
as long as your priority 1 and 2, which is the most important things for you, was not impacted by what? As we say, I can add here almost everything with sand and water. I cannot put the big stone in this at the end of the day. It just spill out on the table. Ugh. Okay? So just prepare it, and I will ask you a question of it. Look at what you're doing in the week before you came to Madhuban. If you're going to live your life after this retreat, after meeting Baba in the same way, then what it just continues the same, it will be the same. So you can look at that week as a reference before you came. If you want to do any changes, put it in your priority list. I see that most of you do not write. It means either you didn't understand my instruction, or you don't think that it's worth that I need to know about it, or you didn't understand something. So which one of them is that? I already done it once. I don't want to blame the translators again. They're doing a very good job. So anyone need here more time, or you're all done? Done. Mayurish? Again, don't be afraid. Put aside your ego. Who was not able to prepare the list? He couldn't look at what the Tathagata does and prepare this list. Can I see hands? So, one second. Without the mic, I cannot hear you with this. So, those who have prepared the list, look at your list. Have you allocated any time to be with your family? Yes. When I mean to be with the family, it not mean that I'm coming back at home at 8 p.m. Now, because I'm BK, I don't eat lunch at work. I'm eating sandwich, so my main meal is at 8 p.m., so I'm eating alone because I already ate. And then I'm so tired that I don't want to speak with anyone. Yes, I'm at home. I'm at home. But I didn't place, give value, give time to the family. That I'm at home does not mean that I gave my time to the family. So look at what you had wrote. Can I hear what you are planning to do? And what priority you put for that?
Okay, so I literally just had spent time with family. I had time as 2 to 3 hours, and that was actually my first priority. Okay, so I essentially labeled that task as spend time with family, and I gave it 2 to 3 hours in length.
In a week.
In a day.
In a day.
Yeah, this is a day. I gave it a priority of 1, and the feeling is accomplishment. And I feel accomplished that I was able to do that.
So even before you came here to Madhuban, in your working day, you were placing 2 to 3 hours a day with the family.
That was my goal. I was not able to achieve it every day, but...
You know what? For that, 2 to 3 hours per day? Wow, man, you're an angel already. Okay, what exactly but you do for 2 to 3 hours every day?
Okay, yeah, so... the time gets split depending on the day. So of the 2 hours, say an hour is devoted in 30-minute chunks to doing an activity with my daughter, and that is, you know, Mana has organized different activities throughout the week. So one day we're doing music, one day we're doing bicycling, one day we're doing something, and we read, we read books one day, and so that kind of time is quality time with the my daughter, one on one, not homework related, just doing non homework type stuff. And then we definitely look at homework as well in this time. And then we've recently started listening to a lot of music together. So we'll, you know, we'll play some music and we'll listen to that. I also, you know, we also just spend time playing with my daughter, like, you know, and also.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Somebody else want to share? Yes, sister.
Okay, yes. I'm not working, but my husband gives time for us 2 days a week. Like family time. So we have family meeting. We have half an hour to 1 hour. We sit together, all three of us. Yeah, sit together and we will plan for the day, for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And we give more time to my child, my son, what need to do and not the subjects what he is studying. That I will do 5 days. But the 2 days, what we need to do with him, like play time, and as they said, activities, some different activities, and we go together outing, like that we will plan. Games, whatever, he likes music, so we give time, we sit with him.
Nice, very nice.
And other, not TV, we will not watch movies also, but whatever he likes, we sit together and watch with.
Yeah. You know, and I'm telling you, this is from my own experience as a BK parent. We have done the mistake of overdoing seva. Yael is not here, she is my spouse. We were spending a lot of time, especially here, she in the center doing seva. I coming very late. Days that I'm managing to come at 7 o'clock, there's Tuesdays. And I'm just giving workshops in Israel, in the center. So I'm returning home with day that I give workshop around 9:30, 10 p.m. So I don't see anything. Now I had cut it. You know, I say enough is enough. I need to be a little bit more with the family. So, yes, I say Naji to service, what you know. I say no, I'm doing only once a month workshop in the center, once a month I give talk, and once a month I give workshops for BKs at the weekend. Because every workshop, like this workshop, require preparation, to require more time than just the neat time that you see over here. So yes, in the center the workshop it's from 7:30 to 9 p.m. but I need at least, usually, it takes me 2 to 3 or 4 times more time. Multiple the time of the workshop, the length of the time to prepare the workshop. So I said, I need to be more. And you know, as parents, as BK parents, most of us, some of us, you know, need to have this balance. We need to set the priority back to the family a little bit, because otherwise, we start to see the rebellions coming from, especially from our younger daughter, for this old stuff which called BK life, because there was no balance. Yes, sister, you want to speak?
Hi, I'm a single mom, and I have a 6-year-old. And our time actually spent together is in the morning after my Amri Twel and Murli, because in our class in Dubai, our time of Amrit Vela, immediately we have the Murli. So at 5:30 we're back at home, busy preparing for school. And can I say that sitting in meditation together at 7 o'clock in the evening is a family time? Because that's our family time. After that, little time talking, eating, that's really just about it. 8:30, you have to be in bed. You have to prepare him for school as well. And that's just how it goes. In the last, like, since I came back to Dubai, it's just like that. From Amrit Vela until 9:30 in the evening. And that's the limit. So I'm working on it really. The weekend, of course, we spend time as well in the center. And little time we get together and do their coloring and painting and stuff like that. But it's in every day, absolutely, I don't know how to fit it in. So just saying how it is, and I'm processing it really, how to stretch a little bit more and find that precious moment wherein it can be really, really valuable between for the two of us, how to make it really valuable. But so far, this meditation, 7:30, to sitting together, that's the special moment we have together.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. I know that many times I say that me as a couple, yes, it's my fortune. It's much more easier to be a couple than to be a single. I can truly understand that. I don't know, however, if sitting together to meditation, it's a family time. It's family time with someone else. If she's going to the center for Amritivela, it means that you need to wake up at least at 3:30 in the morning. At least. Okay. I just want to touch a little bit, and what I'm going to write on the board, you all know that. But, you know, sometimes when it's written, it makes life, you know, in reality, there is no time. There is no waste of time. All what we have done up to now was logic, driving our time. So let's put time over here. You see it at the end? You can see it, or it's too small? So what is driving our time? What is the basis of time? Okay, I will tell you. Spelling mistake or no spelling mistake? Where it's missing? Oh, la la. We are not spending time. Time is outcome in spirituality. According to Baba's knowledge, we are not wasting time. Tasks are not time-based. Tasks are thought-based. And what influence our thoughts? What's coming before the thoughts? You remember, this is Raja Yoga 1 course. What influence our thoughts? Good. Now, this is a Hindi word written in English. I cannot make a spelling mistake here. Sanskars. We need to remember that. There's something else that we can write here. It's attitude. Now this is a tough word. Help me with the spelling. Ati. Spelling mistake? Yeah, that was a good one, huh? Our thoughts or attitude. This is what influences our time. We need to remember that. Baba says that the most precious resources is our thought. Baba speaks about time as our creation. So time is creation. This is what time is. And I'm creator, so I'm the creator of time. This is totally not standing with what science is telling you. But if you have faith in Baba, you need to have faith in that. Time is not the problem. Our thoughts, which based on our sanskars, this is the problem. Okay? Yes? Baba last week in the Muli say, do not postpone, if you remember this point from the Muli, auspicious task. Postpone. won't have to do with time. In order not to postpone the auspicious task, my thoughts have to be very... I don't have enough hand. Powerful. Everything starting from my thoughts. And for my thoughts to be powerful, what I need to do, what I need to have, what I need to work with, we need to work with the Murli. So we'll be able to strengthen our thought and waste less time. You remember what I asked you, what you have done since the morning? If I don't have something in my mind to work with, time, which means thoughts are wasted, which actually came from my sanskar. So let's look what can we do, and we not take too much from Baba had told us today in the Murli that we have to be royal and sweet. Sit with this consciousness, being a royal soul, a sweet soul, while remembering Baba. I misspell it? Yeah, you're right. Even with the paper. Voyage. Voyage.
Yes, right?
Correct. Okay. Okay. Yes, you can write here. Oh, this is even tougher word, journey. All the word with you are so tough. I need, from a spiritual point of view, now, all what you've done at the beginning of the workshop was really, it was good. It will help you. But in reality, this is Baba's work, what is written now, those 4 points. Because I need to identify a task. I cannot be a deity in one day. I cannot put one stone saying written deity on here. I cannot have task, become a deity. Identity. I will be in a moment. I just want to try to elaborate a point. I cannot put a rock with a task. It's heavy. With a task here saying deity. I cannot become a deity in a single day. If I will okay, up to Baba, I will be deity. See you in the Silver Age. Yes, you are here, you are hearing Murli, but it will not do that. So I need to break the task of becoming a deity to a very high priority tasks. How do I do that? For that, we have the Murli. Murli is helping us, guiding us in that task. So while I was sitting, I spoke about royal and sweetness, because this is the 2 points that I've taken today. And by the way, there's a soul over here, Mayurish, that I was not so royal while I was talking with him today, because I was in hurry. Harry is not here today, so it's nice, I can use his name. I was in hurry, and I was not in my dignity of royalty. That was a bad point for me. But okay, I can see that. I can change it. I can improve that. So my identity today, and I will use Rami's identity, I am a royal soul. That was working for Rami today. This is the point that clinched. It was royal and sweetness. He said to interact with everyone. It was royal and sweetness. So what is my target today? What do you think the target will be? I cannot hear you. My interaction, this is why I gave my interaction today with Brother Mayurish. Mayurish G is very honored soul. My interaction will be royal. I'm writing it half like that, half like that. This way I can measure myself. If I was speaking during Amritvela, if someone, Amritvela is not a good time, after Amritvela, because it was after Molis, I thought I picked this point, specific point. But if after that, I didn't maintain my royalty, that's a mark for me. I didn't kept my number one target mission for today. This is my spiritual target. While I was speaking here, I really try from time to time to remind myself, you are a royal soul. Not just that. I speak to royal souls. All of you are royals. This is taking the point from the mold and putting it into practice. What will be direction? You know, I prepare it in the morning. I set a goal. My goal was, my direction was at least 50% of the time. Why 50%? Because more, less than 50%, it means that I'm not doing the work. More than 50% is the most. So minimum is the 50% of the time. And my voyage, how will I support it? How can I support my royalty? For example, when I ate, first time that I ate, because I had completed this workshop only at 9 a.m. today, I ran a little bit to the kitchen, and I know that I need to go pick up my laundry and iron, so I will come like a Brahmin, appropriate Brahmin, yes. Everything is iron, everything is okay. When I set the first two bites, I ate them very fast. I was kind of, and then the point pop up. A royal person does not eat like that. So I maintain it while I was eating. This is how you write eating? The moment that I done it with eating, it was very easy with drinking. I need to set my goals. I decided that I will walk in a royal way. It means that although I was in a hurry, I was walk in a way that this soul felt like the king will walk with royalty. So I took it into my... This is really not comfortable, sorry about that, to my walking. I didn't have time to practice so much my thoughts for today, because it was all about preparing the workshop, about thinking about tasks that was important at that time. And now during the workshop, it's really, I need to maintain the flow of the workshop, the connection with you. So I didn't practice in reality yet my royal thoughts. But when this workshop will end, and this task will end, which is an auspicious task, because if you will be able to remember this big stone and prepare for yourself how to check your timetable, spiritual timetable, you will not, erase it. You will not waste time, because you will not waste too many altogether thoughts. Well done. You had been qualified of this workshop. Om Shanti.
So thank you very much, Mahavir Bhai, for this beautiful workshop of dreaming time and self-management. I had forgotten this morning, and I'd like to share with you, because yesterday on the youth panel, there was the sister Beatrice, and afterwards we spoke to her, and she said that she realized during the 2 minutes meditation, just at the beginning of the session, that she felt, oh, this is a very different kind of atmosphere, what I feel here. And then she realized, this is an atmosphere of love, just like my mom's. So she was realizing how the atmosphere was here, and I just wanted to share it with you, because it's so profound that we as a parent radiate love as a natural quality that we have, and that was what's being felt here. So, and she appreciated it very much to be here. So that's for Sister Beatrice. So I want to remind you, if after the session, if you walk out, if you not have yet given the amount of copies, the number of copies that you would like to have, please write it on the sheet, because we will be giving that number to the audio department. And also, the first timers, a few of the first timers have already ticked the list, but please check if you have ticked it on the list, if you're a first timer. And last but not least, if you can take time either this session or evening session to check if we have written your email address right. That's very important to reach you. Okay, then the last, what I want to say, to make you aware of, tomorrow morning is the last session of the retreat, so please be there, because it's the closure, and it's nice if all the parents can be here, and also if you meet other parents that are not here today, pass on the message. Yes, please. At 9:30 is the that's the ring ceremony. It's and it's also for the parents. It's not only for all first timers. Okay. Lalita Ben. 9:30 till 10:30 is ring ceremony. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Didi Nirmala will be doing the closing. So our meditation is from 10 till 10:30, and after that the session will begin. So then will Didi Nirmala be here. So I think there's enough time for you after the ring ceremony to come shining and beaming into this session and meet Didi Nirmala. Is that okay? Thank you for reminding, but that's fine. Yeah, that's wonderful. Okay. Then we have 10 minutes of meditation for closure. Oh yeah, and this afternoon we start at 4:30. Yes, so 4:30 p.m. we start a session, and afterwards we will go to the Harmony Hall for class of Bridge Mohanbhai. Okay. Om Shanti.